Amen. Well, good morning to you all. We welcome you all, those who spoke and those who didn't. We love you in the Lord, and we thank you so much for supporting our call. I will now turn this call over to Evangelist Tiffany so that she can guide us through this day. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, LaShawn, for that tag, Fearless Friday. It is July the 13th, 2012, and we will fear no evil. Why? Because we serve a mighty good God, and we are in a fixed fight, and we have the victory over every situation. So I welcome each one of you to the Master's Call on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Dallas, Texas, our founders here on this call that has been going forward ever since October of 2010, and we just thank God for each of you who have dialed in and tapped in, and you are persistent enough to get up with Jesus on your mind. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, where it is still dark, but I serve a mighty God, and will serve him in the dark or in the light, because he is just that good. So we welcome you to this call this morning. Our mission statement for this call is that when you call in, your lives will be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as believers as you begin your day. And see, we start our call here in love, in unity, and on one accord. And when God is in the midst of something, it moves things, it changes things. When you seek him first in his kingdom and his righteousness, then we know that everything else will be added unto us. If you are visiting the Master's Call for the first time, we welcome you. And just know that you still have the opportunity to go back and listen to any of these messages at our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And here we pray over any prayer requests that you may have. You may have a praise report that you want to share. Maybe you have a testimony that you just want to share with someone. Well, send us an email, and we will be more than happy to respond to you. Our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And see, we have been all knitted and threaded together by a phenomenal Christian health and wellness company called Artist International. Artist International is changing lives all over the world. The Godmother is on the line this morning, and we welcome her. We thank the Lord for allowing her to be on the line. And there's so many of you out there, and I'm telling you, I am, as she would say, jacked up, sideways, upside down, you name it, that's what it is, because we are doubling it up for July. And so there's not any excuse for any of us to at least have 800 points in our back office this month. And if you missed that call on Wednesday, then I believe that there is a replay, so you may want to check into it, because Artist International is transforming minds, body, spirit, and finances. So if you are an artist distributor on the line this morning, check your back office or call your upline, sideline, downline, and find out what is going on in the month of July in Artist International, because in the end of this month will never be like a month in Artist National ever. So tap in, plug in, make sure you're connected. Now, at this time, well, before I do that, I'm going to say we have a campaign that we're moving forward. Some of you have already heard about it. Some of you have already donated, and we thank you for your donations and for your consistency and faithfulness to Evangelist Gwen Beatty, her campaign, FillABottleSaveALife.com. If you go on there, we're asking for each person, everyone that has Facebook out there, ask some,
put it posted on your Facebook. We're asking for $10 from each person. If God puts it on your heart to donate more, go ahead and do so. But if you could get just 10 people, 10 of your friends out there to give $10, that will help her. She's trying to do this with her Artist International product along with the holistic product that she needs, and it's very expensive. One bottle is $200, so we want to make sure that we feed into her as she has fed into us. So sow a seed, and we know that that is fruitful ground that we're sowing into, and the Lord will bless you. So we bless God for you. We thank God for Evangelist Gwen Beatty, and we pray continually that she will be healed in the name of Jesus. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So at this time, I'm going to ask if Minister Benita would come to the line this morning and open us up in a word of prayer. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Amen. This morning, family, we are going to do a different format on our opening prayer. The Lord put it on my heart, as it says in Matthew 18 and 20, where more than two are gathered in my name. So there are more than two gathered on this line. And Father God, first of all, I just want to thank you as we move forward on this call. Father, I thank you for the TMC family. To that family, we will say the Lord's Prayer out loud for the world to hear. As you sit in your position, wherever you at, traveling, whatever you're doing right now, together, we will say the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, 9, and 13. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as you forgive us for our debts, and we are forgiven our debts and our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For your kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Family, I heard each and every one of you. That was a powerful prayer. We prayed over this call. We prayed over the message. We prayed over the messenger. We stopped Satan from interfering anything that would happen on this call, so that now your mind is open. The message that you will receive from our minister, Robin, will be clear. Your heart is open, and we are a family. We love you all. Thank you so much for participating in that prayer. It has been covered with the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to send the call back over to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you. I got it. Thank you, Minister Benita, for opening us up in the Lord's Prayer this morning. And that is a simple prayer that most of us learned when we were little children, and that still goes forth today because it is in the Word of God. So if you have not already done so, go ahead and get your pens and your pencils and your Bible out, because it is time for the Word of the Lord. And this speaker this morning, she is no stranger to this call. I have just watched her bud and blossom. She is so just motivated and excited about Jesus and what he has in store for her. She hails from South Carolina, and she's a mother, she's a daughter, she's a friend. She is my sister in Christ. She is talented. She is appointed and anointed. She is our messenger for this morning, and she is intentional. So at this time, I would like to introduce to you a woman of God, none other than my sister in Christ. Miss Tammy, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can, Minister Tammy, loud and clear. The floor is yours. Go ahead and bring us a word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that warm introduction. Protocol has been established and the heavens have been alerted. I thank Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, the founders of this call. I bless all of you who are thankful to stand before you on today. Father, I just thank you for being my God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let it speak through me on today. Let this word bless the people which you have given me on today. Father, you increase and let me decrease. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This morning, God has said to me to tell the people, come get your blessing. I have time. God is our Father, and he wants to bless us. Do you have time? When I did my first message, you may have heard me saying, oh, God, I'm running out of time. I'm almost out of time. I was focusing on the clock, looking at my watch, looking at my phone, at what I had left to say. It looked like so much, too much to be done in the time I had allotted. But God said, look by faith and not by sight. I had more than enough time. Even though he added more work to what I started with, I did have time. I was on time, because I did what God asked me to do. Thank you, Jesus. God is so awesome. Who can increase your work and still give you enough time to do it all, even some left over? He did it all in the time. See, when I kept looking at my time, I started to panic, to rush it. But God said, slow it down. Take your time. I got you. You have time. I have time, I thought to myself. God, are you looking at the same clock I'm looking at? Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you forgot they only have this much time. See, we forget that God doesn't work in Chronos time. He works in Kairos time. He's the creator of time. He can make time stand still. One day is like 1,000 years in God's time. Our text scripture is 2 Peter 3:8-9, New King James Version. Paul writes, but beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Paul wrote this letter to the church at large to encourage all believers everywhere. He knew that his time on earth was limited. God is trying to give you time, because no one knows the day or the hour which the Son shall return except the Father, Matthew 24:36. See, when we're going through our trials, we get our focus on the natural. We start looking at the clock, watching the time go by, wondering, when is my blessing coming? When am I coming out of this valley? When is God going to show up? Then we say, oh, he's late, with an attitude. But we lost focus. We stopped moving forward. We got stuck. We stopped praying, we stopped believing, and we stopped proclaiming because it looked like we were out of time. You know, when the bill collectors are calling saying we have to have it by today or else, or we have to have it by tomorrow, by this time or else, or maybe God is telling you to mentor this person or pick up Sister Sally and give her a ride to church and Sunday school every week. And we say, Lord, I don't have time. Or he says, tell this person about me. I can help them with their situation. And you say, no, I don't have time. I'm late for what I have to do. Or he asks you to pray for him each morning and night before you go to bed. And you say, Lord, I'm so tired, and fall asleep. Or you don't get up when he gently calls you in the morning. But Jesus teaches us about worry. He says in Matthew 6:31, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat or what will we drink? What will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles, that's the non-believers, y'all, they eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. When it looks like all hope is lost, remember that God is right there. Don't worry or be anxious. God says, come get your blessing. I have time. David says in Psalm 55:22, New American Standard, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. The Message translation reads, pile your trouble on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. But how? When it seems all hell is breaking loose and we feel like we're running out of time? God says in Isaiah 55:9, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Huh, but you got to have the mind of Christ to understand this, my people. Every day you have to pray and ask God to let this mind be in me that is also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. When we take our focus off God, we become distracted. That's how the enemy gets us every time. Go back and recall when you know you should have been victorious in something and you didn't listen to the Spirit leading you. You didn't listen to that voice in your head. Maybe your grandmother used to say your third eye. I say it's the Holy Spirit. But whatever you call it, you know the one I'm talking about, the one that tries to lead you, but you never listen to it. And then afterwards you always say, I should have listened. Let me drive down your street for a minute. You know, when the light was yellow and the Spirit said, hold up, stop, and you said, I'm in a hurry, and you got a ticket on the other side of green, oh, you had time. Or how about when the Spirit said, get off here, and you kept on going and ended up in a three-hour traffic jam on the highway? Or when he said, make a left here, and you went right instead and ran right into an accident? Oh, you had time. Or how about when you were at the club or the bar and your spirit said, oh, no, don't go home with him, but your flesh said, do it. You can't wait for Boaz. And the next week you ended up in the clinic with a burning fire, or your friend didn't show up the next month. And now you're looking at little Mary or John sideways for 18 years because they look just like him. It's not their fault. Oh, you had time. Let me borrow from Dr. Vanessa. Go on and say amen or oh my. I know some of y'all don't like me now, but God said keep it real. When we stop and listen to the voice of God, we get in position to do what he called us to do, to receive our blessing, to fulfill our divine purpose. No matter how much work he gives us, it will always seem like too much, or it's too hard until we get on the other side. Then we see, oh, yeah, I did have time. God says, come get your blessing. I have time. God calls us to bless others, but we procrastinate or pretend like we don't have it. But the Bible says in Proverbs 3:27, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due. When it is in your power to do it, do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. When you be good to others, God will be good to you. I know that's not proper English, but that's how he gave it to me, so that's how I'm giving it to you. Then God gave me a series of what ifs. What if God had not sacrificed the lamb? What if Jesus had not stayed away from Lazarus' home for 4 days? What if Ruth had not gone with Naomi? What if Jesus had not gone to Bethany? What if he had not gone back to Mary and Martha at the appointed time? The Lord gave me this book to read called From the Cross to Pentecost by Bishop T.D. Jakes. It blessed me to understand the sacrifice God made for us, yet we never have time. We miss our blessings when we don't have time. The events of raising Lazarus were timed just right, according to God's purpose, his timetable, his calendar, just as they were for Ruth and Naomi. If Ruth hadn't been obedient, would Jesus have been born? And what he added last night, what if God did not raise Jesus on the third day? Oh, but God had time. He had time to create his precious son, the spotless Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If Jesus didn't have time, if he wasn't obedient, we would all still be sacrificing goats and lambs, y'all. How many of you are glad you don't have to kill any animals and wait for a priest to bring your request before the Lord? You don't have to wait for your sin to pile up for forgiveness once a year. How many of you will be willing to be the priest, the only one who could go to the inner court, the Holy of Holies, knowing that if God rejected people's sacrifice, you will be struck dead on the spot? They tied a bell around his leg to pull him out if he didn't make it. Oh, my God. I'm so glad Jesus had time. When Jesus learned about Lazarus, all the Jews were at Martha's house consoling her and Mary.
about the death of her brother Lazarus. Remember, he had been dead for 4 days, and Jesus left when he was ill. He was obedient to go. He didn't say, I don't have time. I can't go because my friend is sick. He was sad that Lazarus was sick, but he knew he had to stay focused, laser focused, and he had to go do the Father's business. He knew that he did have time. While he was gone, Lazarus died, and they wept bitterly. God was still in the midst, but they thought he was sleeping on the job, just like Daniel. For 3 weeks, he fasted and prayed for understanding, for the vision that God had given him. And he, too, thought the angels didn't hear his prayers. The Message translation says, Daniel 10 and 12, then he said to me, do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day you set your heart on understanding this and humbling yourself before God. Your prayer was heard, and I set out to come to you. But I was waylaid by the angel, prince of the kingdom of Persia, and was delayed for a good 3 weeks. The angel was saying, see, we heard your prayer the first time. God sent me to answer your prayer, but I was delayed because I was in the heavens contending with a powerful spiritual demon, because there was to be heavenly warfare directed against Persia and then Greece. The angel said 5 important things to Daniel. First, you humbled yourself. You have to be meek like the lamb. Jesus had power, but he knew from where his strength came. It cometh from the Lord. Second, said you prayed. Jesus prayed to God. He made his request known. The Bible says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Philippians 4 and 6. Third, he said, because of the first two, God heard you the first time you prayed. And fourth, therefore, he sent an angel to answer you. But five, for your answer was delayed, because I got held up doing battle on your behalf in the heavens until my help came. But Daniel did not give up because his answer was delayed. He prayed and he fasted. He turned his face to the wall, and he turned down his place for 21 days until he got the answer to his prayer. But oh, if we would only stop and pray. Oh, God said, come get your blessing. I have time. Just as God heard the prayer of Daniel, he heard the cries and pain of Mary and Martha. Help was on the way. Jesus was off doing the work of his Father. So they sent word to him saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard this, he said, this sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it. That's how we know that every disease is not to kill you. Oh, but some of us give up as soon as we hear the doctor's report. But that's another message, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus, he loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus. When he heard that he was sick, though, he then stayed 2 more days longer in the place where he was. Y'all, Martha's brother was sick, and Jesus was the only one casting out devils, restoring sight to the blind, and healing the sick. His disciples didn't have their power yet, so it was only Jesus who had the power at that time. How many of us would have been like, oh, no, you have to drop everything and come right now. My brother is sick, and you can save him. I washed your feet with my hair, and now I need a favor, and you can't do this for me? I don't have time for you to stay and give the word to these people. Come on, y'all. You know how we are. When we feel like we're out of time, we start to panic, to become anxious, to take our mind off what we should be focused on, the work of the Father, God in heaven. I'm so glad Jesus said, I have time. Say, I have time. I have time. How many of you know that God always has a plan? After this, the Bible says in John 11 and 7, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. And the disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you. And are you going there again? But Jesus wasn't a punk. He wasn't afraid. He knew who had his back. He knew who his backup was. Remember Psalm 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Jesus answered them, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. This he said, and after that, he said, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go so that I may awaken him out of sleep. He was all about the Father's business, laser-focused, faithful, obedient, and loyal. Jesus had spoken of Lazarus' death to the disciples, but they didn't understand it. So the Bible says he said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sake that I was not dead, so that you may believe, but let us go to him. He was on a mission to fulfill his appointed divine destiny at God's appointed time. So when they returned to Bethany a little ways off, Martha ran to him and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Oh, she had little faith, y'all. She thought she was out of time. But Jesus said to her, even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Your brother will rise again. Martha said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. But Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Martha said, yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, and even he who comes into the world. So we're going to fast forward because I'm running out of time today. Everybody was weeping, even the Jews who came to Martha's house to console them. They came with her, and Jesus was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled. And the Bible says in verse 35, Jesus wept. So they went to the tomb, and Jesus said, remove the stone. And Martha said, Lord, by this time there will be a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said, did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? Then somebody had to be obedient, y'all, to move the stone. Somebody had to have faith that no matter what it looked like in the natural, there was still time. Jesus prayed, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. But because of the people standing here around me, I said it so that they may believe that you sent me. Jesus was saying here that I know I'm in right relationship with you, Father, so whenever I call you, you answer. You don't send me to voicemail and hide when I come to your door. Then he said in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He spoke a thing. The man who had died came forth, bound hand and foot in burial cloth. And Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. And so therefore, many of the Jews who came with Martha believed in what he had done. And some went and told the Pharisees, but that's okay. That's our setup for the blessing, Master's call. Because that, what they had done, was the setup for Jesus' crucifixion. Because God had time to send his son, Jesus, to be sacrificed for all of us, to give us redemption from sin. God says, come get your blessing. I have time. And finally, Master's call. God is calling. Answer him. 2 Peter, our text scripture says 3:9, the Message translation. Don't overlook the obvious here, friends. With God, one day is as good as 1,000 years. 1,000 years, a day. God isn't late with his promise at some measure lateness. He is restraining himself on account of you, holding back the end because he doesn't want anyone lost. He's giving everyone space and time to change. God says, come get your blessing. I have time. Thank you. I apologize for going over. I pray this message has been a blessing to all of you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tammy, for that powerful word this morning. Come get your blessing. I have time. If you have missed any of this and didn't have time to write everything down, call the replay 712-432-1085, and the same access code that you used to get into this call can be used for the replay number, or visit the website. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she would come to the line and seal this word and this call out in prayer. Remember, today is Friday, and we will be taking prayer requests and praise reports immediately following part one of this call. Minister Willa, are you there?
Minister Tiffany, I'll go on and close out the call.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa.
Father God, we just thank you for this awesome Kairos word, helping us understand that all things come together in your timing as we seek your face, your will. We thank you for the word that's gone forth, that's pricked our hearts and challenged our spirits to seek you so that we stay in your timing. Thank you for the messenger. Continue to stir up the gifts in Minister Tammy, so that profound word, bless her, fill her back up, allow her to see how your timing is working in every area of her life. And for every listener on this line, Father, we thank you this day as we understand the seasons of God. We understand your timing, and your timing is perfect. So we salute you for this word, and we embrace it, that you have your way in our life. And, Father, for all of our prayer requests, we just thank you that you've allowed us to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for all of the people of God as they set forth their prayer requests. Father, for all of those who are in need and stand in need of your Jehovah Rapha healing, we thank you that you continue to send the word of healing to Evangelist Gwen. We thank you that you continue to intervene for Sister Jody, and that her blood level, the count, the hemoglobin, all is well. We thank you, Father, for Jackie, that you continue to work in her life with her family and in her body. We thank you for the what you're doing and what you've already done, and excited about what you're going to do. Father, we thank you even for the court cases. You are, Father, the great judge that will stand and intervene. We send your intervention even now for Malachi. Father, for all of those who gave us their prayer requests and those who did not, we thank you that all is well, and your PAGA, our PAGA prayers, the prayers that hit the mark, the prayers that come in and turn the heart of the ruler, is in your hand and turn it to our favor. We thank you for healing. We thank you for Jehovah Jireh finances. We thank you for the shalom peace of God, and we must thank you that all is well and all is done in your timing, in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for filling this message and this call out, for covering our prayer request this morning. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for greeting us and spiritually seeing us this day. To you, Minister Bonita, thank you for leading us all in the Lord's Prayer. And to you, Minister Tammy, thank you for that powerful word this morning. Come get your blessing. I have time. And to each of you on the call this morning, there is a double blessing awaiting each of you. Remember to go out and to www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And as you go out the door this morning, if you have not already done so, or as you continue to go through your day, seek, accept, and obey God's will. Go out and be fearless on this Friday. Be the minister in the marketplace that God has already purposed you to be. And go out and get your blessing, because you have time. We're going to go ahead and close this call out and move over to part two. If you have any prayer requests or praise reports this morning, we are open to hear from you and excited to hear about what Jesus is doing in your life as we go through this Transform 90 trip that we're on. And I'm telling you, God is showing up and showing out in a mighty way. And if people tell me that there is no God, they just need to sit back, because he is doing some awesome things. So if you have a prayer request or praise report this morning, go ahead and press *6 on your line and let us hear from you. Dr. Vanessa, are you on with me this morning?
Yes, I am.
Amen. So I'm going to pass it over to you, and I'm here to assist if needed.
All right. Well, we'll let you close out the call with praying over our prayer request. We're headed to 813-887. Miss Jody, you're on.
Good morning, TMC family. I just want to say I come to get my blessing. I receive it. I want to ask you for prayer for my daughter. She had car insurance, and I'm on the car insurance. She let my brother get on there. He had two accidents, so she procrastinated, and it expired 12 o'clock this morning. And so she's out trying to get some. So I'm praying that God show up and give her a good deal and bless us with some car insurance so I can get out and get to the doctor, because I'm not going out there illegal. And just keep us up in prayer for us.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. We got you covered. And we'll continue to cover the prayer requests you sent in to our email about your blood levels. And we just believe in God that all is well. We're on our way now to 773-315 in the Chicago area. 773-315, you're up.
Good morning. This is Jessica. I was just calling to give a praise report with regards to a position that I had applied for at a new company, and I did get the position. I'm actually going to be starting on Monday. So ask that you guys continue to pray. So I left a 20-year position to start something totally different from what I was in. But the reason why I did it is because I was working day and night, and this gives me the opportunity to get my quality of life back, to go to work and come home and actually have a life. So it's going to be a great transition for me.
Well, we got you covered in prayer. We know that God is full of awesome possibilities on this new job change, career change, and we just look forward to the favor of God being with you. Amen and amen. Right now, Miss Tiffany, that's all we have in queue. Does anybody else, before we take this to our prayer time of prayer, want to come on in queue right now? And if not, we will let Minister Evangelist. All right, here comes 2-3 more. Okay. We're going to go up to New York to our Christina, 718-272. The floor is yours.
Blessed morning to the community this morning. Blessed morning to you, Pastor Vanessa. This morning, I just want to thank God that I'm alive, you know. I'm alive today to just hear all his praises and all his thanks this morning. And I just want to give all honor and glory to him. And this morning, I just want you guys to agree with me in prayer, because I just want to stamp Satan and liar continuously. And I just want to pray, let you guys help me pray for taking procrastination out of my atmosphere. And that is my prayer request this morning. And I just want you, you know, to continue to lift up each and every one on the line. Bless God. Amen.
Amen. Got you covered in prayer. Thank you for being such a faithful TNC listener since our very beginning. We appreciate the God in you and definitely will lift you up in prayer. All righty, all the way out to Houston, Texas, to the north side of town, our beloved Platinum President. Miss Marie, the floor is yours.
Yes, good morning out there, Pastor Vanessa. Look, I want prayer for the Carter family. They are having a funeral tomorrow, Reverend Reverend Carter. So I want prayer for the family, for my family, and for my papa. I want you to pray for the elite ladies of expression. Keep them covered in prayer. And we want prayer for Artists International. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Pray for our godmother. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
All right, honey.
Thank you so much, and we love you and appreciate you. Are you
we
all going
love
outside,
you too.
The elite ladies of expression?
We got a lot to cover today. Yes, ma'am. We got some people in town, and we going and take care of business. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well,
yes,
we
ma'am.
Got you covered. Amen.
All right,
thank
then.
You,
okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, y'all.
Oh, I'm sorry. What else were you going to say? I'm so sorry.
I said everybody have a blessed weekend out there. My artist family, we love you guys, and y'all have a blessed weekend out there, all of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And same 100-fold back to you. Well, all right, Minister Tiffany, I'm going to turn the call back over for you to you to please cover our prayer request and close out our call. I wanted to bring an update. We had Tuesday, our evangelist Gwen was going to be speaking, and she wasn't on the line, and to please keep her, as we all have been, in prayer. Unfortunately, she had a fall and had to be taken to the hospital and have surgery, had a cut on her body, and at this stage of her fight with breast cancer, would be on her chest, which was not good, but praises be unto God. She came through it like a champ and is doing well. I spoke with her yesterday at great length and the day before, and she is still strongly encouraged. I am going to strongly encourage you all to do what you can do. We still are way behind on our goal for our fill a bottle, savealife.com, and don't think any amount is too small. I don't care if it's $3, $5. We prefer the 10, and you get 10 people. I have learned from all the emails I get with the President Obama's campaign when they're asking for $3, $4, and then I get an email that they raise $2 million that day before. And I said, wow, just do it one little bit at a time. And I believe the same favor is on this campaign. So those of you who are listening who have not We don't have that kind of time. We're asking for an urgency. Breast cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus, but we as her TMC family want to definitely do our part and know that God is doing his, and she is aggressively using our artist products and doing everything holistically. But I did want to bring that praise report back to you, what the devil meant for bad. God is turning it around for her good. And so did want to let you know, unfortunately, she did suffer a fall and fell and cut her chest, and that's the worst place. But they are working to sew up everything, and she's recovering well. So just continue to call out her name, but also go to that website, www.fillabottlesavealife.com, and give and give and give. She is fantastic ground. She's on that front line in the hard parts of Chicago doing the work for the kingdom. And so we know the enemy would come after someone like her who goes in the dark places, but we want to show as our TNC family that the devil is a lie and that there is a powerful testimony that will come out of this extreme test. So thank you for that, and did want to give that update. All right, we're going to go to Atlanta to Ms. Rushi at 678-612. The floor is yours.
Good morning, my artist family. I just want to thank God for this morning, allowing me to wake up, look up, and get up, and thank God for being able to continue to do the business in Artists International, and I would love for you to continue to pray for my godmother, Mrs. Alcee Biggs, my immediate family, my brothers in prison, my nephews in jail. Just continue to pray for them to know them, let them know that God still lives. And to pray for our godmother and the artist J.D. Young family, because we need to continue to pray for them, because the devil is a lie that we're going to continue to move forward. So y'all lift us up in prayer, and that I make my rank, you make your rank, and we all see you over the top. And pray for Marie Preston and family. Thank you.
Amen. We just love you. We've got those prayer requests, and praise God for that. One last time, we're going to ask if there are any more prayer requests. That is a mission and a purpose. And I want to thank everybody. I tell you, yesterday, day before yesterday, I'm losing track of my days, was such a powerful birthday gift for Dr. PK to hear all of your voices and your loving shout-outs and meant the world to her. Talked to her during the day, and just God blessed her and loved on her. And, of course, this is her month of celebration, and I'm sure even greater things are to come for her, but I just want to extend a special thank you to our family for showing her that kind of love on her special day. So, Evangelist Tiffany, turn it over to you to cover and close us out in prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Amen. Let us bow in prayer. Glorious and everlasting Father, we just thank you for your presence here on this call right now. We thank you, Father God, that we woke up with our mind fixed on you, O God. We thank you, Father God, that even though we're in the fight, that we know that this fight is fixed and we have the victory because you said in your word that we are more than conquerors, Father. I ask that you will bless each and every person that is listening under the sound of my voice. Those unspoken prayers, Father God, you know our hearts, Father. And I pray that you would intercede right now in the name of Jesus. For we believe your word, Father, and we know that it is done and it is well in the name of Jesus, Father. So I come right now lifting up the prayer requests that were spoken for Joni and for her daughter, Father God. You know that they stand in need of the insurance being renewed, Father. And even though the letters may say that the expiration date was at midnight, we know, as Minister Tammy has said, that everything is in your time. So I pray that you would open the door, that you would allow for the insurance to be renewed in the name of Jesus, that the grace that they need to be given will be done, Father God. As they seek you first in your kingdom, we thank you for Joni's faithfulness, Father, and that you would continue to be a blessing in her life, Father. I come lifting up Jessica to you. I praise you, O Lord, for her
transition in her career, Father God. For where she has spent 20 years, you have allowed another door to be open for her, where she will be able to live a purposeful life, a quality life, Father. And we know that you are shifting the atmosphere, Father. So as she shifts into this position, Father, I pray, Father God, that you would be her provision, Father, that you will be her guide, and that you will be her influence, Father. I just claim victory over the promotion and over the position right now, Father. We thank you for Christine and her faithfulness to this call. I thank you that when she got on the line this morning, Lord, she didn't ask you for anything, but she said, I thank God for being alive, Father. And we all thank you because we didn't have to wake up or get up this morning, but we know that it's because of your grace and your mercy that we all got up, Father God. And we just thank you for her life, Father God. And the Bible says that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, Father. So we stand on your word and we stop on the devil right now in the name of Jesus because he has no place here. He has no authority and he has no power over Christine in the name of Jesus. So, Satan, you have to flee from my sister right now, Father God. We bless your name, Jesus, because it is all about you. I lift up Marie Preston right now to you as she is a frontline warrior, Father. I pray that you would continue to bless her and keep her and elevate her, prosper her in her business right now. Look over the elite ladies of expression as they go out, not just on Fridays, but as they go out every day, Father God. Continue to be their protection and their provision, Father. Continue to be their refuge and their strength, Father God. Restore in them, Father God, what they have given out to so many, Father. I pray for the Carter family, for Reverend Carter, Father, your soldier, Father God, your warrior that you have called home to be with you. Comfort and strengthen the family in the name of Jesus, Father God. Allow your love to shower them right now in the name of Jesus. And I lift up Pawpaw Preston to you. I pray that you would continue to keep him in your hands, oh God. I pray that you would continue to keep his mind and his body, Father God. We still claim total and complete healing and restoration in him right now in the name of Jesus. For Godmother Dorothy Cook, Father God, continue to do new things in her life, Father God. We thank you for allowing her to say yes to Artists International. And we thank you, Father God, for her faithfulness and consistency, Father God, to let the world know that an appointment with Artists will change your life. And I pray for the new things that are about to begin in her life, Father, that you will guide her and lead her and give her wisdom and understanding that only comes from you, Father. I thank you for Ruthie. I thank you for her insightfulness, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for her faithfulness to her business that you have given her, the direction, Father God, that you have given her. I thank you, Father God, that her brother and her nephew who are in prison, that they're not there alone, but that you are with them. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus that someone will go in there and just tell them how awesome you are, Father. I pray, Father God, that you would just continue to bless Althea Biggs, Father God. Continue to keep her in total peace, Father God. Allow your loving arms to be around her. Allow no weapon to hinder her or come against her body in the name of Jesus, Father God. I speak peace to her mind, her body, and her soul right now in the name of Jesus. For the Diaz de Leon family, Father God, we thank you for the vision that you have given them for Artists International, a God-ordained, appointed company, Father God. As you have allowed for it to continue to go forth for 20 years, we look for 20-plus more years. I look for the day that my son is able to say, I remember when I was 13 years old and Artists International was there, and now I'm able to bless my family because of Artists International and because of all of the people who have paved the pathway before me. So we claim right now victory for Artists International, victory and strength for the Diaz de Leon family, for Alejandro. Lord, thank you for allowing him to see another year. Thank you for Dr. PK, who both of them celebrated their birthday on the same day. Lord, continue to allow them to see many, many more years. Restore right now joy. Restore right now strength. Restore, Lord, our minds, our hearts, our bodies, Father God. For we will walk in your will. We will obey your will. We will seek you first in your kingdom, oh God. We will not seek the world, but we will seek you, Jesus, because it is all about you. So we're ready to receive our blessing, Lord. We're ready to go out and get it, Father God. As you transform our hearts, as you transform our minds, as you transform our spirits, as you transform our finances, Father God, we will recognize that all that we are and all that we will be is because of you. So I bless your holy name today. I praise you, oh God. I give you the glory and I worship you because you are God. And as we leave this line at this appointed time, at this appointed hour, we never leave from your presence, for you are always with us. And your word says that you would never leave us or forsake us. So as we go out and to be ministers in the marketplace, allow us to say the words that you would have us to say. Allow our words and our steps to line up with you. Allow us to go into the places that you would have us to go. And let us ask you, Lord, is this where you want me to go? Is this what you want me to say? And we know that you will recognize and hear our plea, Father. So we bless your name, Jesus, and we thank you for this time. Be with us all and keep us safe until we meet again on Monday on the Master's Call. These things I decree, these things I declare, and I know that all is well in 2012. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So you all have dialed into the Master's Call, and this Friday has truly been a fearless trip. I thank God for each of you, and I pray that he will continue to do great things in your life. I know that by Labor Day, which is the end of our Transform 90 trip, that I will not even recognize the people who I see this day. The voices that I hear on this line every day will be so different and so clear. Why? Because we will be free. So I thank God for you, and I pray that you will go out and be that great minister in the marketplace. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done and that he is doing. I love each and every one of you. Goodbye for now. Have a wonderful